A large witch in front of Harry moved, and he was able to read the sign next to the broom. The Firebolt. This state-of-the-art racing broom sports a streamlined, super-fine handle of ash, treated with a diamond-hard polish and hand-numbered with its own registration number. Each individually selected birch twig in the broom tail has been honed to aerodynamic perfection, giving the Firebolt unsurpassable balance and pinpoint precision. The Firebolt has an acceleration of 150 miles an hour in 10 seconds and incorporates an unbreakable braking charm. Price on request. Price on request. Harry didn't like to think how much gold the Firebolt would cost. He had never wanted anything as much in his whole life, but he had never lost a Quidditch match on his Nimbus 2000. And what was the point in emptying his Gringotts vault for the Firebolt when he had a very good broom already? Harry didn't ask for the price, but he returned almost every day after that just to look at the Firebolt. There were, however, things that Harry needed to buy. He went to the apothecary to replenish his store of potions ingredients, and as his school robes were now several inches too short in the arm and leg, he visited Madame Malkin's robes for all occasions and bought new ones. Most important of all, he had to buy his new school books, which would include those for his two new subjects, Care of Magical Creatures and Divination. Harry got a surprise as he looked in at the bookshop window. Instead of the usual display of gold-embossed spellbooks the size of paving slabs, there was a large iron cage behind the glass that held about 100 copies of the Monster Book of Monsters. Torn pages were flying everywhere as the books grappled with each other, locked together in furious wrestling matches and snapping aggressively. Harry pulled his book list out of his pocket and consulted it for the first time. The Monster Book of Monsters was listed as the required book for Care of Magical Creatures. Now Harry understood why Hagrid had said it would come in useful. He felt relieved. He'd been wondering whether Hagrid wanted help with some terrifying new pet. As Harry entered Flourish and Blotts, the manager came hurrying towards him.
"Hogwarts," he said abruptly, "come to get your new books."
"Yes," said Harry, "I need—"
"Get out of the way," said the manager impatiently, brushing Harry aside.
He drew on a pair of very thick gloves, picked up a large, knobbly walking stick, and proceeded toward the door of the Monster Books cage.
"Hang on," said Harry quickly. "I've already got one of those."
"Have you?" A look of enormous relief spread over the manager's face.
"Thank heavens for that. I've been bitten 5 times already this morning."